or no tax.
Snowiest winter on record in Philly's history. Ditto for Washington, D.C., Baltimore as well. In the Midwest, snow also wreaking havoc in some parts. It's so cold in Chicago. They've got snowstorm, local shelter set up that are just jammed to the gills. We'll talk about what snow cost to the taxpayers has been, and it's a crazy number. Even in places where they plan for snow, they didn't plan for this much snow. So what does it all mean? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. And a special shout out to our listeners in Connecticut and in that northeast quarter who are dealing with a little bit of the white stuff, to say the least. All right, every once in a while we check in with our pal, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike, and it's a perfect time, actually, to check in with Mike because he's in Dallas, and Dallas is the site for the NBA All-Star Game, and that's getting ready to kick off. They do some real, if you've ever been to any All-Star Games, the one thing they do well is those fan fest kind of things. And the NBA really does it right. And then they have the skills competitions and ultimately the game. And the game can be fun to watch, but I think it's really the skills, like the dunk contest. That's my favorite thing to watch. Mike, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Kate. I watched the Super Bowl last Sunday. That was great. I thought we were going to go into overtime on that game.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought so, too. And, it was now for the third year in a row, we've had good Super Bowl endings. Good in the sense that whether it was your team or not, at least the game was close. At least you were in the game and you were watching the whole thing. And, of course, CBS, as you know, loves it because it was a record-setting Super Bowl for the amount of people who were watching that. To have over 106 million eyes on that, that's just absolutely incredible, and at least we got a decent finish. I think if you're a Colts fan, you're not happy about it, and Peyton Manning obviously was not too happy about what happened at the tail end of the game, but it still was a really, really good game, and now that's it for football. It's kind of like we all feel, I don't know, a sense of loss, even though every single year it's just like the seasons, this is what you deal with, but it is weird, isn't it, when football goes away for good?
Oh, yeah. The only thing we got to look or two now is next year in the draft here in a few weeks. It's like, it is kind of anticlimactic having the Super Bowl and then it's just everything's over.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, since you're in Dallas, and this is a nationally syndicated show for the people listening to us in other parts, Dallas is in the spotlight right now because the All-Star Game is in Big D. And I mentioned this. My favorite thing to watch is the slam dunk contest. I'm not alone in that, certainly. And then you have the East and the West. And, for my money, I'm not hip on the whole All-Star thing. I like baseball probably the best. But still, I think it's a lot of fun. And it's a great time to go and get to see the top players anyway and feel like you're part of the whole show. Are you going to get a chance to partake in anything that's happening in Dallas?
Well, yeah, we've had a whole lot of tickets that we got for particularly as the celebrity skills competition on Saturday. That's going to be at American Airlines Center where the Mavericks normally play, and then the game itself is going to be out at Cowboy Stadium. And they've had some other basketball games there. I know Texas and North Carolina played there a few weeks back, and that's kind of another thing. Texas is kind of falling apart here lately, but anyway, the All-Star Game, it's going to be Sunday night. It's going to be there at Cowboy Stadium, and we're looking for it to be a great thing. They're expecting about 90,000 people.
Oof.
At the game.
Wow, and I don't doubt that. And you said it, you started to say it, the celebrity game is also a lot of fun for a lot of people, and Nancy Lieberman's playing in that, who gained fame during her college years, and now she's also coaching a developmental league team that's a feeder team to the NBA in Dallas, the only woman to do so. And I heard she's been training pretty hard for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's mean, she's a great player.
Yeah.
And, she's been, you know, been doing, you know, I'm surprised. Well, we'll see how she does.
I like the way you said that. Those diplomatic. We'll see how she does. But it's always, it's fun to see the celebrities because some of them will just blow up and they won't be that good. And then others will probably surprise you. So as Mike said, if you do want to get tickets to it, you can go to easy-ticket.com. All right. On the ice, you and I are big hockey fans. We always talk about hockey. Your Dallas Stars, how are they, sitting in the West?
Well, they're close to being, good enough to be in the playoffs, but they're, seated, I think, number 10 out of 8 teams that will make it. So, you know, the teams that are looking real good right now are Washington, San Jose, and Chicago. I mean, all three of those have a lock for the playoffs. But the Stars, you know, if we were in the playoffs right now, the Stars would be knocked out. Of course, they just picked up a new, goaltender here. You know, they may be positioning to get rid of Turco here pretty soon. So.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You get a younger guy in, and then they start to see the handwriting on the wall. I didn't ask you about this, but this is kind of interesting. Danica Patrick and the whole NASCAR deal. I think that's going to make NASCAR, which is already very, very popular, but I think there's going to be an interesting buzz with Danica involved in some of these races. And apparently in her first nationwide practice, she really, as they described it, some of the people that were there watching really stepped up and stayed out of trouble and ran a really, really super good race in Daytona. I'll tell you, I think she can hang with the big boys. Do you?
Oh, yeah. She's a great racer. I mean, she's got the stamina and she's got the fortitude to race with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And I went to an IRL race and saw the way the people reacted to her outside of her camp and in the pits. It was just crazy. Everybody wanted to get a glimpse of Danica Patrick. And, of course, now we also have the Olympics. The Olympics are coming up in a blink of an eye. They're here, and there are a lot of Olympic hopefuls for the U.S. I think in a couple of weeks we're going to have to talk about that. The U.S. has a chance to pick up a lot of medals, as they always do, but you got problems with the ice, of course, in Vancouver, and it'll be interesting to see what that does to some of those events.
Yeah, they're having to bring ice in or bring snow in.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just been too warm there. But the NHL will have a 2-week break here, I think after this weekend, for the Olympics. So they're not going to have any hockey games in the NHL for a couple weeks. All the good players are going to, or the superstars are going to be
playing on the team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, playing on any of the teams for sure. All right, we're out of time, but if you want tickets to any event, and that's including concerts, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. Enjoy all the festivities in Dallas with the Hoop.
Okay, you too, Kate. Talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. Again, and it's interesting to note that we've got the Olympics coming up. As Mike says, the NHL is down because the players are playing for various teams. And then there's the question of the snow. Isn't it funny? Getting crazy record snow in the East, but yet you have these Spartan areas on key mountains that they need in Vancouver. Ooh. Talking about obesity next on America Tonight.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey,
ah, that Donovan, he did it to me again. He pulled out a good one from the vault. Can never say that our music doesn't really hit everybody's taste. It's, how do they say, it's just all over the place. It's a plethora, a smattering of interesting stuff from the vault, and that was one of them. Although that's not too old. I think that goes back maybe 8 years. Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate, of course. You can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. A lot of you have done that. You've told me about the snow. I promise we're going to talk about that coming up when we hit the mailbag segment. But right now, I talk about this all the time, how easy it is to gain weight and how tough it is to lose weight. All of you know what I'm talking about. If I even just, like, look at a chocolate bar, poof, there it is. I got to run around the block at least 10 times just to have a little tiny piece of one. And speaking of chocolate, it's Valentine's Day. And that's sometimes where people get stuck and they eat, you know, they get the chocolate. Instead of just eating one, they eat like the whole box and they think it's like a free day of calories. Somebody who knows all about that struggle and knows how you can put a stop to that struggle is Yvonne Sanders. And Yvonne Sanders is with a program that's like the Weight Watchers in England that has come to the United States. It's called Slimming World. Yvonne, thanks for staying up late with us. We appreciate it.
That's okay, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. First of all, tell us about your story. What? How did you get involved in Slimming World? How did that happen to you? What happened in your life?
Well, it kind of goes back to my childhood. As a child in middle school, I was always really active and on all of the sports teams. And then, you know, when the time that home computers came out, our family got a home computer. So I spent more time in front of the computer rather than out on my bike or playing soccer or whatever. And also I went to a different high school than that of all of my friends, and I missed them, and I turned to food as kind of another friend. And so all of that led to me putting on weight, and it never kind of went away until 11 years ago when I came across Slimming World. My mum had great success losing weight with them, and I lost 63 pounds 11 years ago and thought, blimey, I need to let other people know about this. So I started working for Slimming World.
Wow, that's a great story. Anytime 63 pounds, that's a high-level mark, a high-water mark, in other words, to hit. You had to feel pretty good when you hit that number, huh?
You do, definitely. But, you know, I had quite a tough time at high school with name-calling and stuff from boys in particular. And although the weight loss was great, that kind of never goes away. It sort of sticks with you. So, yeah, I feel fantastic now, and I just love being in America and showing people what we can do for them. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, good for you. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned, because Michelle Obama just the other day came up with this, okay, I'm going to be, you know, the childhood obesity is going to be the thing that I'm going to tackle as the first lady. I'm going to come up with this initiative. And she talked about school lunches and a couple of other things. But you said it. Now, a couple of years ago in school, jumping in front of the computer, so where you were outside and athletic, now you were in front of a computer. And I think that's also part of the problem with kids. They don't, I mentioned this the other night on the show, we used to run around like crazy, and you had to almost take a hook to pull us in the door. Now the kids play video games. And so sadly, while technology is good in one sense, man, I think it makes us fatter. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because it was definitely that switch that kind of made me lead a more inactive lifestyle. And it's something that every day people are asking me, what do I do with my kids? How do I keep them fit and healthy? So, I mean, we've got a computer at home. We've got the Wii Fit, and we kind of do the hula hooping and stuff on that. But what we also do is get out every weekend to the park and kick the soccer ball around or play baseball or just run around like lunatics, you know, just to try and burn some of the energy off of the kids. So I think approaching it as a family is definitely the way to go. But definitely you're right. It's the inactive lifestyle that we all need now that's causing us to put on weight. That's one of the elements of it anyway.
Yeah. Would you say, too, because I've talked to a lot of people about this, would you say, and so many of us have this habit, if you stroll into the kitchen in those wee hours and reach for I think it's empty calories, the pizza, slice of pizza, the whatever it is that overnight hour stuff bad for people when they do that? A lot of people snack.
Yeah, I don't think it's the hour. I think it's what you snack on. And certainly what we teach our members at Slimming World is to really fill up on foods that are going to fill you up for the lowest energy density, which is calories. But, of course, we don't count calories at Slimming World. And then to kind of control more those higher calorie snacks. Because I believe that you need to still have everything, because if you felt deprived, if you thought, oh, my goodness, I could never have a bar of chocolate again or a piece of pizza again, then you're not going to stick with any healthy eating plan long term. You're just going to, you know, fall off of it straight away. So I don't think it's so much the hours. I think it's what you snack on and then the amount that you snack on that makes a difference.
Yeah, what would you say that – what are some of the good foods that you could tell people to snack on? I mean, is it the obvious things like – celery or carrots or what else?
Well, yeah, they're great. But also, you know, fruit. I love fruit. Fruit is just so sweet. The fruits you have here are lovely. There are so many of them. So fruits are great. Vegetables are great, of course. Meat, fish, poultry, pasta, rice, grains. All of that stuff's really good. It really fills you up.
I like the grains, too. That's definitely my thing. But the vegetables and the fruit, you're right, if you mix it up, certainly that would be a good thing to do. How is Slimming World going? Since, you know, this is really a brand new kickoff in the United States. It's fairly new. How's that been received in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's going well. We've got 7 groups currently up and running. We've been here for about 16 weeks with the groups opened, and we've just recently opened a new group in Lewisville just last week. We're looking very soon to be taking on our first American consultant so that we can open many more groups. People are just desperate for us to have a group in their city, but with only 2 of us coming over from the UK, there's only so many groups that we can run. So it's been really well received. We're having really great successes in the groups. The members are losing weight fantastically well, and we do have some young members in our groups, talking of the childhood obesity thing, because we do offer membership free of charge to young people aged between 11 and 15 if they come along with their parent or guardian. So we do have some young members in our groups as well, which is fantastic, and they're doing such a great job. We're so proud of them. So yeah, some amazing results, and we love being here. We've been made so welcome. It's great.
But good for you. And people that, with your deal with Slimming World, people can even get online support. Is that right?
They can. If we don't have a group local to them, then they can go onto our website and they can join online. But, of course, there's nothing to replace the group. And certainly for me, that was what made the difference, because I tried so many things I could at home, you know, all of the pills and the potions and the shakes and the lotions. And it wasn't until I found my Slimming World group where people understood how I felt, what I was going through, and people cared about me, and it was warm and supportive, that I really, really kind of got my weight off. So I'd never say go online as a replacement, but certainly if you don't have a group near to you, this is the next best thing to do.
Yeah, some great advice, certainly. Yvonne, thanks for stopping by America tonight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for talking to me, Kate.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you, too. And, again, it's interesting, as she was talking about, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? There is something about the depriving thing, whatever it is. If it's you get the beer belly and you say, I can't have beer ever. I can't have even a small glass of beer. I mean, you guys know that. This just it's in your head, and you're going to want it. You're going to crave it, and then that's sometimes where people really fall off the wagon. But I thought it'd be interesting to have her on, because as she was talking about with the kids, sadly, this is what's happened to us. The technology is so great. It's amazing the things we're able to accomplish and where we're able to go with technology. But at the same time, the crazy running around the neighborhood and on the bikes and doing all those things. There's still kids, luckily, that do that, but there's so many that end up in front of a screen doing the video game thing. That's why the Wii system, that she mentioned the Fit deal, that can be pretty good. The tennis, I heard, is pretty fun, and, of course, you're moving around. So at least you're moving around when you do that. But I think these are hurdles that we're going to see that are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because of the cutting of gym and because of all the games and no time to play that kickball or baseball or hockey or, you know, whatever, unless the kids are really involved in extracurricular sports outside of school or after school or intramural stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, we've hardly scratched the surface this hour. We're going to dive into some of the top headers next on America Tonight.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like vitamins, say ilikevitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Androseed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
With a word, with a little nudge from Donovan. Eclectic, that's what the music is. It is a smattering across all genres, but I like eclectic much better. And I think that sums up what you get with America Tonight as a show. So hopefully wherever you are, by the way, you are warm, safe, and somewhat happy. Somebody asked me today, what's the definition of happiness? And these days it's changed for a lot of people. All right, I wanted to update you on something when it comes to the World Trade Center towers, you know, the towers that came down. And I'm going to New York in March, and I'm going to get a tour kind of the outside of the area. I've done it. I mean, I've seen it several times. I was there when it happened, and I've been back probably 5 or 6 times. But workers right now are putting in some of those steel nodes on the 20th floor of the tower, which is going to serve as the joints between the steel framing for the building's podium and the steel for the rest of the tower. Just something interesting to note. And this 104-story skyscraper is supposed to be done by 2013 and will be one of the tallest buildings in the U.S. So New York is continuing to build on the rubble of what became known as Ground Zero. and putting together that structural steel for the 1,776-foot tower, which is going to be known as, boy, they went through a lot of hoops in trying to decide how they were going to design it, what was going to happen, One World Trade Center. And so at this point, it's above, 200 feet above street level. And we will never forget the 2,752 people that died on that day. It's a big-time reminder when those pictures were released. ABC News, under a Freedom of Information request, had more of the photographs, the dramatic images that were taken by the police helicopters and whatnot, now are being seen for the first time, and it's a very sad and eerie sight, my friends, to see. I, unfortunately, lived it, saw it up close, but not from the vantage point above in the air looking down at what was happening. And I think, I'm sure, the photographs are all over the Internet, and there's just smoke in that Wall Street area all over in between the buildings and whatnot. It just is a chilling reminder of what we're doing and the fight in Afghanistan and the situation, of course, with Al-Qaeda and the situation with the Taliban, especially recently, and that it's the project is finally moving on. And it also, in looking at these photographs, I think it's a clear reminder of why. Why in the world Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and the President, coming up with a brilliant idea to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others in that Manhattan courtroom makes no sense. And, of course, Bloomberg realizing the price tag wants no parts of it now, unless we, the taxpayers, actually pay for this. Why should we pay for, I'm sorry, war criminals to be tried on our soil just a few blocks away from where the towers went down on that awful, awful day? And as I mentioned, it's clearly this changed the United States, but it was a changing event for the world. The consequences forever are with us after the Twin Towers collapsed and what we thought we knew and what we thought we knew in the United States as far as safety was concerned. And in looking at those photographs, it's just another eerie reminder of that and why it would be an incredible blunder to have that trial or those trials in New York. We'll wait and see. We're going to talk more about that, by the way, tomorrow with terrorism expert Jeff Atticott, who advises the FBI, just traveled to Mumbai, and in an effort to help them with what was going on with terror, has been to Guantanamo. He's always interesting to get his thoughts, and he said no way Guantanamo were those guys ever be tried in the U.S., because of a couple of different laws and things, and also the money that Congress has to agree, because money has to flow for the other prisoners to be transported to the U.S. and ultimately be housed in another prison. So that's coming up in our next show. Sadly, there is no nail to the score. We were talking with Mike Davis at the top of the show. The NFL is over, so no nail the score this time around. It will be back during hoops, college hoops, when we get to the playoffs. We'll revitalize the game in a different form there. But for now, no nail the score. Isn't it ironic, in filling you in on what's happening, that they've got this crazy heat wave going on in Rio? So the people are pretty much naked, as naked can be, because they can't stand the heat. They say it's like being in a furnace. And they've got Carnival coming up. So it's that hot that you've got people not too far from Rio de Janeiro who have died, older people who cannot get cool, who don't have air conditioning or for various reasons. 32 older people dead as a result of this heat wave. And they're calling it historic there. It's the hottest month for the past 50 years that they have ever seen in that city. They're calling Rio the hottest place on the planet. Normally, that would be funny if you were talking about Carnival. It would almost fit with what happens when they've got that big celebration going on. But they say the temperatures during the day, it was so brutal, it was worse than the Sahara Desert. So Rio being the driest place and the hottest place right now, possibly one of them, on the face of the earth, perhaps, and it is zapping the people in that city. They're going to the beaches at night. It's so hot, they're just going there at night and trying to take cold showers and drinking liquids to the point of not even wanting to eat and suffering from dehydration and heat exhaustion. See, now I would say that's just a typical day in Texas in the middle of the summer, where the old joke about frying the egg on the pavement, honestly, I have seen it done. I thought it was just an old wives' tale, but no, you really can cook an egg on some of the cold, on some of the hottest days that you can imagine when you're talking about 110 degrees. Okay, so here is the news in the U.S. The news in the U.S. is, how funny is this? The Senate global warming hearing has been canceled, and why? Because of the record snowfall that is burying the Capitol. But the snow is costing $100 million a day. Did you hear that? That is a whole bunch of dough to get rid of snow, but that's what's happened. I mean, with the way the economy is now, with the recession, and in D.C., and the government's just been shut down. I have two friends that have government jobs. Boom. They're done. They already got called off. Nope, not going to work in Philly tomorrow. Not going to work in D.C. tomorrow. So this whole idea of creating jobs and what we're doing with the economy, it's like silence in those key areas, especially D.C. Over the past 4 days, it's been crazy there with the amount of snowfall, up to 5 feet with this latest snow that has come down throughout the day and now into the night. And, you know, we keep talking about the whole shovel-ready economy, the stimulus. So what about putting those people to work for the stimulus? Cleanup. Get the cleanup thing going on. But according to the Office of Personnel Management, they decide when to close the federal government. They say that each snow day costs taxpayers $100 million in work that government employees don't do. $100 million? Now, they have had shutdowns before, certainly, in the government, like 6 days back in 95 when they had a budget quandary in Congress, and they furloughed non-essential workers, and then supposedly they saved taxpayer money. And this is going in the opposite direction. Plus, snow removal budgets. Most of the snow removal budget is just completely gone. So where is that money coming from? Virginia is a great example. They had $79 million. That sounds like such a big chunk of change to me. And set aside for snow removal for the season, plus $25 million in emergency reserve. Maryland, $26 million snow budget dried up after December. And now they've spent nearly double that amount on storm cleanup. And, of course, in the District of Columbia, the average snowfall is 15 inches. That's it. They used up $6.2 million a long time ago for snow removal. D.C. has had over 45 inches of snow. And now probably tack on another 18 to 19. So the district government is saying that the average cost of snow removal is $110 per shift for a fully deployed snow removal operation. Really, basically, you're talking about plowing. And it's going to take a long time now to plow this additional snow because it's made it worse. It's packing the snow in, and it's causing massive problems. So, of course, we're just piling it on. Can we afford this? No, obviously, the amount of money. But I could make a good joke here. And maybe it's better for us all if Congress isn't in session, if you know what I mean. And how wild, no conversation about global warming because nobody's there to have that conversation. Do you see how ironic this is? Global warming, hearing canceled. Do you believe in signs? More of Odds and Ends on the flip side.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. And no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't.
Well, I can tell you about a couple of bad men, and that's what we're going to do here on America Tonight. You know, we're all enraged about these bonuses. And I think the reason is, and we go back to December and Goldman Sachs, because you hear what the outrageous number is. And you see where we are in the economy. And then you look at the situation of, oh, these banks are too big to fail and we have to bail them out. And then where we are at the deficit. So, you know, that's how the fairy tale begins and got us all nuts over the word bonus and Wall Street in the same sentence. But it turns out that there are a few other bad guys on the list. I'm calling them bad guys. And it's just that they kind of were lucky enough, I'm sure, in their world to be under the wire because so much attention was focused on AIG and more specifically on Goldman Sachs. But forget about that because the old gray lady blew it out today. The New York Times listed the bonuses for guys like John Stumpf, who's the head of Wells Fargo. And according to what they had, he was paid $18.7 million in cash and stock for 2009. That's up 64% from 2007, just before the financial crisis took place. Then you have you do have the Goldman Sachs dude, which we all know about that, Lloyd Blankenfein, who was paid $9.7 million for 2009, which was a little bit less than what some people expected. I think that they had a big number out there, and when the number was being reported, there was such blowback, he probably said, give it to me in another way. I don't want it out there. Please, just take half of that. Then you have Joe Saunders, who runs Visa. He was paid $15.5 million, so that's a pretty big number. That eclipses the top guys at B of A and Citigroup. Man, and I think of Capital One. Every time if you have any credit cards to Capital One, all of a sudden there'll be a random number on your bill. This is happening to a lot of people. You got to really check your credit card statements and just blindly look at them. Some weird number will show up, and sometimes they'll raise for no reason. You've paid on time, everything. They'll raise the APR. Oh, that's occasionally where we float that in there. Someone was trying to tell me that, and of course I argued about it, and the number was lowered. So you should always look at the statements. It's almost like they want you to haggle with them, like we're all in a marketplace somewhere in the Middle East. If you haggle with me, I'll give you a good deal, but I'm hoping that most of you won't pay attention and just pay your credit card bill. I think that's what it is. It's like a shell game. I'm not kidding you. Okay, so then there's also Richard Handler. He's with the Jefferies Group, and that's an investment bank that you really wouldn't know, as the New York Times said. I had heard of it before, but it's really in the financial area you would know it, but it's not big otherwise. It's not a common household name. And there you had, you know, the chairman, the chief executive, the money guys getting paid $13 million each. So the big money, the Wall Street guys. I mean, Millionaire's Row is certainly Wall Street compensation. You know, whether it's J.P. Morgan's chairman, and he's probably the second highest paid guy, he gets $17.6 million, or even the person underneath him, $13 million. So, I mean, and so the ball rolls on. I mean, this is what it is. But I think it deserves, I know. Yes, I think it deserves noting this. Sure. Absolutely. It is. It's infuriating. It is. And they bring it on themselves again, I think, by rubbing it in everyone's face. See, that's what the deal is. They would have been smarter to not say a peep. It's those words that will always come back to haunt the bankers. And it's not even words they uttered. But the banks are too big to fail. Too big to fail. Wouldn't you like that if someone said to you, oh, that Kate Delaney, she's so nice. She's nice to her neighbors. She's doing things for other people. Ugh. We just can't let her fail. That Donovan Manson, what a great guy. When it's not too snowy in Minneapolis, he rides his bike. He's doing whatever he can to help out the people around him. Ugh, we can't let him fail. Nobody says that for any of us. I never get a check in the mail that says, here from the government. We just don't want to let you fail. And I think that's what brings us to all be so cynical when it comes to banks. And I'll tell you what, and this is an update. I mentioned this briefly the other day. I talked to somebody in New Mexico about it, and we're going to have some other people on, including the governor of New Mexico, because I really want to get Richardson's take on this. But the fact that they're voting, I mean, this thing is really going along. They're moving the money. They're going to move that money in New Mexico. And, you know, we talked to Brian Eagle about that, about moving the money and not keeping it, in their case, in B of A. Because he thought, well, you know what? forget it. We're sick of this, and we'll just take it to our own people, so it's better for our state anyway. And there is this movement has really grown. There's a fear that this is going to happen, not just in New Mexico, but in a lot of other states. And now the states will ultimately be in charge of where the money goes. So this has legs. I mean, this has real legs. You could tell when he was talking to us about it, he had done his homework. But this has gone even a little bit further. The bill actually passed the New Mexico House of Representatives, and it's headed for possibly the gov to weigh in on. It was going to the Senate today. I'm not sure what happened there because they had some discussion, but I pretty much think it was obviously going to sail through. But it's looking like there are more people in other places interested in seeing what happens with New Mexico and seeing if they can do the very same thing in a Kentucky, in an Illinois, and some other spots. I mean, we're talking about $1.4 billion in this case. That is in B of A. And B of A, this is what's so funny to me. If that was my account, you got to think of the people at B of A. And maybe they just don't even think about it. They just take it for granted. Wouldn't you think that they would just be up in arms? They would be just trying to do whatever they could to keep that money in their bank? But they haven't said anything. They haven't done anything. All they've said, because I even talked to someone at B of A, and all they said is, hey, we're glad that we've got a customer like the state of New Mexico, and we're just hoping that that relationship, they didn't even say hoping, we look forward to whatever the future is with that relationship. What? Are you kidding? Now, if I'm one of those big New Mexico, I'll say big, one of those really solvent New Mexico community banks, I'm psyched about this, because they're going to get a ton of money, and that's going to help with the small businesses in lending the money with the local economies instead of dealing with the whole Wall Street nonsense. They're not going to have to deal with it whatsoever. And I am so surprised that there isn't more people talking about this. And I guarantee, America Tonight and the Huffington Post, and there may be a few other people who have picked up on it, but not too many have picked up on this story. This is going to be, my friends, a huge story. Huge. Especially with states like California who they're just looking at the possibility. They're looking at what's going on with New Mexico. If they move the funds, can you imagine what happens? So the states get flush with the money if they can support it, if they have the right institutions to run it through. And then that's it. So the big banks that were too big to fail, ooh, they got to be skating on thin ice. I mean, how could B of A not be fearful of losing New Mexico's business? I mean, that's a pretty decent chunk of change, right? $1.4 billion. You throw in a couple of more states and you add that up, some of your bigger states, that's going to account for a giant chunk of business, my friends. And people then will really be paying attention. All right, remember what I like to say. You can always flip me an email day or night. How do you do that? Of course, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Things to look forward to. Don't forget, another hour if you're tuned in and locked in with us.